Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
Good morning, Sensible Nation. It's another episode of Sensible People. Wake up with a big smile on your face because we've got a lot in store for you today. Raw Dog Ryan, what's up, brother?
What's up, sensible fuckers?
I'm Tay Wagner at Sensible Degenerate, one of your other hosts. And Mandy B, what's up? Mandy B.
She's not in studio today, is she?
No, Mandy B in studio.
Can you guys say addition by subtraction on today's episode? No Mandy B.
Oh!
I sure can. If you guys are wondering why you can't smell any self-tanner through your audio, it's because Mandy B is not in studio and the boys are free today. Just the two of us, Raw Dog Ryan, Tay Wagner. Mandy B is on a little vacation.
Yeah, a little hiatus.
First time in season two, Mandy B has not been in studio. I know she's missing us. We're missing her a little bit, but it's kind of fun just to be the guys in studio.
Maybe we put her on leave. I don't know.
Maybe the temporary hiatus leave gets extended a bit. But
you know what?
Depending on how this goes.
Let's give a golf clap for Mandy B's absentee.
Yeah.
Let's give a little
Mandy
golf
B.
clap. Thank you, Mandy.
I'm looking at her chair, though, her stool. It does look like she left a little stain from last time, so something to remember her by.
I do miss the stripper smell in studio, that's for sure. And that, wah!
What?
We know that she's probably going to be listening to this episode once we cut up the audio and being like, you know, you fucking assholes. All I do for you.
Do we
the times I'm on time, the content that I add.
The time, is this an oxymoron? Do we give a fuck what she thinks?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But I might be sick of you by the end of today. We'll see how it goes. I might be begging for Mandy B to come back
we'll
in studio.
See.
But we love Mandy. She's on vacation, so it's just the two of us today. We're going to have a hell of a show.
A vacation from my problems.
Hey, last episode, not only were there the two of us, but we had Mandy B was back. Amber, our first season co-host.
Amber.
The lovely Amber.
It was a good time.
Back in studio.
It was.
The four of us.
The four of us together, Mandy B and Amber together for the first time. Two totally different takes on life and personalities, but it was great the four of us collaborating,
right? It was. It was fun, too, that we pitted them against each other. A game to determine Raw Dog or Tay. They had to figure out who was who in certain scenarios or stories that were real-to-life stories.
Yeah.
Pretty funny shit that's happened to either both of us or one or the other. And Mandy B,
actually won
a game. And not only that, if I recall, she clean swept Amber. Like,
she did.
Knew
she did
every
pretty
answer.
Good.
She knows her boys pretty well.
Even her comments, like in between the answers, she was pretty spot on.
Yeah. There were a couple comments, though, that you had to drop.
Yeah.
You know,
there's always a couple comments from her. Like, I don't know if she's smarter than the light bulb in the fucking refrigerator.
I don't know if the plate shifted in her head or what, but.
Let me go back, though. Let me ask you. She's on vacation. I didn't know sensible people. Do they do paid vacation or is this non-paid? Because where's my time off?
I was asking the same exact thing when she told me she was going to be on vacation.
Is Alan human resources? Should I ask him?
I don't think Alan's anything. Except
Alan.
Sex slave and coffee boy.
I'll have to say, I ran into a guy a couple weeks ago out and about, listens, he's an acquaintance, listens every episode he said, and he wants a little shout out. So don't ask me why. He said, just so you know, or just to make sure I know you appreciate me listening, he wanted me just to say raisin.
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 There it is. Raisin.
That's for you, Mark.
That's it. If you guys run into us in public and you want a shout out, it's probably a 95% chance we won't give you a shout out. But hey, on the odd chance we're feeling we're in a good mood, you might get a shout out. So raisin for our
listener. Bought me a drink that night, so that's why.
There you go. You buy us a drink, you get a shout out. That's the deal.
For sure.
Hey, to our fans out in the UK, last episode we mentioned we are on XRP Radio, syndicated radio across the UK. So for our friends across the pond, we thank you for your listenership. Hey, Raw Dog, I had a pretty fucking awesome thing happened to me the other day. You know that I'm a big gambler.
Yeah, I know.
DraftKings, FanDuel. We played daily fantasy. We played daily fantasy sports, right?
Yep.
So baseball season's winding down.
Yep.
And you know, why don't you tell the audience what happened to me?
We've been playing FanDuel and daily fantasy a lot. Tay plays a lot more than I do, especially lately. We've always wanted to just get a little taste of the big money. I mean, you can spend $1 a match, $2 a match, $5 a match, $10 a match, anything. Just like gambling, you can spend pretty much whatever you want. You know, we both, I would say, play the same for the most part. You might throw 5 down, 10 down, 15 down, 20 down. Nothing crazy per match.
Right.
Moderate. And he texts me. I actually was sleeping, but I got it the next morning. Tay played a $15 DraftKings match, which, what? How many people were in it?
There were about 1,500.
1,500 people. Yeah. He ended up winning the whole thing, and from a $15 bet, won $3,000.
Three fucking grand. So that little taste, man.
And he's going to pump it right back into sensible people.
That's right. I'm going to give it all to the fans.
Give it all to the fans. Back. It's a giveaway. But no, that's awesome. You've always wanted to be number one.
Isn't that unbelievable, though? Like, just that feeling, that rush. We've talked about it for so long. Like you said, the taste. This was more than a taste, man.
Well, then, taste, it shall be.
More than a taste.
Well, it was...
I mean, I've probably been playing for about 4 or 5 years, I'd say.
Yeah.
So right about the time we met is when we started playing.
Yeah.
And this was a couple weeks back, a Thursday night, I've been playing a lot of MLB kind of leading into football season. So I played Major League Baseball tournament Thursday night, you know, 8 games going on, whatever. And it was about 10 o'clock when I realized that, like, hey, shit, I'm up in the top 10. And then I realized, like, I'm in third and there's nobody really too close to me in third.
Yeah, nothing behind you.
So I'm sitting, the way that these things are tiered kind of payout wise too is it's so top heavy. It's kind of shitty, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, to really be profitable in the long run doing this kind of shit, like, I've been playing for years, like I said, and basically breaking even. You have good nights, then you go on bad streaks. You never win a lot. You never lose a lot. It's kind of
a reason why these places are in business.
No shit. I'm in the top and I'm like, well, this is great. I'm at $700. At this point, I'm like happy. And the guys in front of me looked like they were probably in a better spot to hold the leads. But I looked okay. Like, there's maybe 2 games winding down, you know, 2 hours from now, I might be able to hold this top 5. So either way, I'm looking at a couple $100, right? $700. I'm like, that's great. You know, that's the best
bet
I've ever won. I've won a couple small tournaments for $200, but this is great. $700. Then it came into the picture that, hey, I have a shot for the fucking top, which was the $3,000. Then I took over the top and I held it for about 2 hours.
Which, Sensible Nation, if you don't know, with these daily fantasy apps, like, before the match ends, it shows you in live currently what you're at and what the payout would be if it ended right there.
Right, exactly.
So you see the money payout.
Yeah, it's all live and I'm moving up and down. Yeah. And the players' stats are hitting live. So I figure out, like, holy shit, I actually have a chance to hold this lead. So I held first place for 2 hours and I'm fucking freaking out, of course. Now I'm in Chicago, Central Time, watching some fucking West Coast Dodgers D-backs game past midnight in Chicago time.
Yeah.
And I'm like screaming at the TV because it's funny how your entire perspective changes. And I was telling you this, Raw Dog. The 700 was great at 10 o'clock. When midnight rolled around and I held the first place, anything but first place in that $3,000 top prize would have been a fucking disappointment.
Because, like you said, $700 is great on a $15 bet. Yeah. But then once you get the taste of the $3,000 where it shows your name first place $3,000,
100%.
It's like a loss if you get $700.
It would have felt like a loss. So, of course, I'm biting my fucking nails. It comes down to the last batter of the night. The two guys behind me both had Cody Bellinger, who, for those that aren't baseball fans, phenomenal left-handed hitter, Dodgers' best hitter, one of the best in the bigs.
Yep.
He's up to bat. If he gets a hit, because I'm done at this point, if he gets a hit, I fucking lose.
Well, you get $700.
I get $700. That's a loss at this
point.
Yes. I drop down to third. If he doesn't get a hit, you know, the game continues. Let's say he gets on base with something else.
Yeah.
Maybe the game continues. Yeah, sure. Maybe the game continues. I have a chance to lose it still.
Yeah.
He pops out. I win the fucking top cake. $3,000 in my pocket. It was just unbelievable.
So it's funny that you talk about that, because, and maybe not necessarily gambling, but anytime like you get money that's coming to you, or you think that's coming to you, you do get greedy. And what I mean by that, and I was asking you about this the other day, is like, so you won $3,000, right? So for me, in my head, if I won $3,000, or if I get $3,000 coming to me that I didn't really expect, you instantly start thinking what you're going to do with it. Oh, you want to save a portion. You want to buy this. You want to do this. You want to travel here. And then you start thinking.
That's 26 or 27 lap dances.
Yeah, it's like you start getting greedy, like, oh, it's just not enough. Like, I'm not going to be able to do anything. Then you start getting mad, like, I don't even want to fuck. I don't want it anymore. Just take it fucking back.
Right.
Like, it's just like in my mind races with money.
Right.
I want like $200,000.
That's right.
Then I'll get to do what I want to do with myself.
Well, now that's my, I'm going to, you know, I took a bunch out, put it in savings, kept a little extra in there so I could play, you know, a little higher stakes. And next time I'm going to hit $30,000.
But I'm glad you bring this story up, because it's the time of year. A lot of women too, men and women, it's time to play fantasy sports. Football season started. That's the big majority of people who play fantasy. So,
and that's why we've partnered with Thrive Fantasy Football. Hey guys, they have over $10,000 in guaranteed contests. You can be just like at Sensible Degenerate, Tay Wagner. Win a couple grand, win a tournament, take down a tournament over at Thrive Fantasy. What you want to do is download the Thrive app, enter code SENSIBLEPOD. That's code SENSIBLEPOD, all caps. When you sign up, you're going to get an instant $10 bonus on your first deposit. And then it's very prop-based. It's a little different than the DraftKings, the Fantasy, FanDuels of the world. It's fun. So check it out. They've got some awesome... It's football season. Football's king, we always say.
You gotta bet everything on football. King.
So check it out. They've got touchdown-only contests, traditional contests where you can take away, you know, put in $25, walk away with $2,500. So it's pretty awesome. You can be just like me.
And Sensible Nation, we all know who wins the games on here on this podcast, but just so you know, Tay runs a fantasy league and I'm in it. Who do you guys think's gonna come up on top this year in his league? It's gotta be Raw Dog.
No, come on, give me a break.
It's
gotta
be Raw Dog. We'll see. When we play each other sometime this year, we'll do a little side bet.
Okay.
All right.
That's fair. Deal.
Sensible Nation, I don't know if this is news of mourning, sadness, anxiety, but I have an announcement to make that I haven't got to make in a long time, and it's kind of going down some roads I've never traveled. Raw Dog officially has a girlfriend.
Jesus H. Christ.
Hey, golf clap.
Give me a fucking golf clap. I like to say my war path is over.
The destruction.
It was
of
just
the dog.
The last year was a complete destruction of just reckless behavior. I'll just leave it at that. But you know what? Honestly, I could not be happier where I'm at right now. And I'll lead in that into the next story of why. But Raw Dog's girlfriend, very happy. Things are getting back into place in Raw Dog's life. And don't worry, there's still going to be a lot of great content. Just not maybe in the single life department.
That's kind of the path that many take. So
that's right.
You know,
so
you have your fun and then settle down, perhaps.
perhaps. Is that what you do when you're 32? You try to fucking look yourself in the mirror and figure it out.
I think that's what you did.
I do have another announcement to make, and I know throughout past episodes there's been a lot going on in my life, as you guys know, in the last year, including the divorce, the selling of the house. And with that, there was something else going on that at the time I couldn't really announce. Now that it's all said and over,
you're pregnant.
I can't. I'm pregnant. I can't announce it. At the same time of the divorce, the night that I met now my girlfriend Brittany, I got arrested.
You serious, Clark?
And I'm sure there's a lot of stories going through everybody's minds.
You should just
leave
it like a hook.
Yeah.
And we'll tell it next episode.
I met Brittany for the first time at a bar, had a couple of drinks, and, you know, was honestly only there for about two and a half hours and had a good night, as you guys know. And we were going to go consolidate cars at her house. And I was driving to her house, got a quarter mile past where we're at, and I got pulled over. I got arrested for DUI. And I wanted to say, I don't get serious on here often, and it's nothing to joke about. And I am going to say, I had to take classes for my arrest to get through this and everything. And it did open my eyes a lot. And I will have to say, I'm not going to preach about this for long, but my PSA is, I was definitely your typical example of thinking that it's never going to happen to you. Only had a few drinks. And believe me, there's been times where I've been day drinking and drinking all day long. Again, I was only here for 2 hours.
Yep.
And so I will strongly say, if you guys, I'm not saying do not drink, because believe me, I love to drink and I love to have fun. But if you are going to drive in any capacity, get a ride, get an Uber. We're in a day and age where there's so many different options to get a ride. I will tell you now from personal experience, it's not worth your time. It's not worth your money. Get a ride. And most importantly, for your safety and for other people's safety, for sure. Because there's a lot of stories I had to listen to of families that people died for somebody that made a bad mistake. So that's my serious talk for today. But seriously, I don't laugh at it. It's nobody's fault but myself. But now I can say all my legal issues, all the things that I've been dealing with in the year and a half are done and over. And now I'm on the up and up.
The culmination of all your past few months' events.
Yeah. So the other thing, what's funny here, Tay, and I don't even know if I told you. So I get arrested. I get the DUI. I didn't have to spend the night in jail. But when I get in there, and because they had to do the paperwork in the local town's police department, fucking feel awful, totally shitty about myself. I get in there. And so I don't know if I mentioned to you guys, I had a serious girlfriend before my wife. And I get in there, and she won like Miss Illinois back in like 2007. And it's at the police department of the town she won this in. So I go sitting there feeling awful about myself. And the first thing I see is there's fucking posters, like literally 5-6 foot
of your ex-girlfriend.
Of the ex-girlfriend everywhere in there, because she won the fucking state Miss Illinois or whatever. So that's the first thing I had to fucking look at when I go in there getting arrested. My hands are cuffed. And I'm thinking, I haven't talked to her since. I'm thinking, wonder what she's up to. And if she's thinking the same thing, well, I'm sitting here cuffed looking at your fucking poster. So that was fucking great. I will have to say, like I said, this is all wrapped up. Everything's going to be fine. I'm on supervision, whatever. But when I was in court, I don't know if you guys know, this interested me. I didn't know how court works because I'd never been in trouble with the law or anything. But specifically for DUI, you go in there and there's like 60 people in there. They all have their cases. It's not like you're just in a courtroom by yourself and there's public defenders, lawyers everywhere. They just pull a file. The judge reads it and says, okay, so-and-so, you're up. And sure. You just come up. So as I'm sitting there waiting for mine to be read or whatever, this Hispanic man, just like the movies, everybody else was normal, sat in the bench. The Hispanic man, they bring him out from jail. He's already in Lake County Jail. They bring him out, put him in front of the judge. And it's hard to hear because everybody, there's a lot of commotion. They start reading like his case and I can hear bits and pieces. And the thing that stuck out to me that I could hear clearly, this guy was fucking driving, blew a BA, blood alcohol, of 0.416.
Goo!
I'm guessing a lot of you know what that means. Again, 0.416. The legal limit is 0.08. So he was five times the legal limit. Five times.
Dude, you're like a fucking vegetable at 0.4.
I didn't know you could literally be alive at 0.4.
No, that's like borderline. Like 0.45 to 0.5 is like risk of death.
It's insane. Yeah. And so like they read off his shit. His case wasn't over. So right when he was done, he got cuffed again. He had to put all of his belongings in like the official plastic bag that the cop had to, you know, bag up or whatever, and he went right back to prison.
You know what they should do? I'm not a NASCAR fan, but can you imagine how awesome NASCAR would be? These guys have to drink themselves to 0.4 and then they race. Oh,
that would be great. But like make it safe somehow, where like put pad. I don't know how they would do it.
Yeah.
An engineer should come think of that, but
make it safe.
Make it safe. Fuck it. But let them try to drive on. Right. 0.4.
0.4.
That'd be insane.
And then just imagine them like holding the fucking trophy and pouring the champagne.
Oh my God.
You know, like the booze commercials. We always joke about the booze commercials where guys get pulled over.
And oh my God. And the beer just falls out of the car. Excuse me, officer.
Yeah. That's how the fucking NASCAR would be.
You just reminded me. I'm going to say one last thing. Again, I'm going to say there's no one else's fault but mine for that arrest. And I truly mean that. But I do want to say, something very unlucky that happened to me, and I just want to tell you guys to always check on this. So that day I got arrested, I got an oil change, and I get an oil change, whatever. I met Brittany out for some drinks. So the reason I got pulled over was not swerving, was not lane change, nothing, you know, that would seem normal for a DUI, right? So he pulls me over, and he asks, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, no. My lights, my taillights were off. He was behind me. He saw my taillights were off. And I was like, what the fuck? The guys that changed my oil changed my car from auto to off. Why are you fucking with my lights changing my oil? I had drinks in me. No one's fault but mine. But still, why are you changing my fucking lights? That's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, then you found them, though, and killed
them. That's right.
Taught them a lesson.
So, Tay, going along with that, what's currently going on in my life, I wanted to say, you know, I think we've talked about, you know, little chit-chat right after sex, right? So yeah. I have a new little scenario for you. But before I get into the scenario, I do have to say I was very impressed. We had one hell of a conversation about Mortal Kombat button combination fatalities after sex. She was very impressed with my lineup. Like Liu Kang was down, forward, back, X. He turns into the dragon and bites your head off.
How do you remember that?
You don't remember. And then Jax was the 5 pounds of pressure. You hold block and hit up 4 times and just fucking bash
your head
in.
Wasn't like a huge Mortal Kombat. Well, are you talking like the arcade? Or like
like Super Nintendo.
Okay, yeah. I was more of a paper boy. Remember that game?
Paper boy was
sweet.
That
was a good arcade game.
That was a good arcade game.
But anyways.
So one of the most interesting after sex conversations for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 times now, it's been going back to my golden shower.
Okay.
And so we joked about it. Honestly, I've never had a golden shower in my life. But I'm kind of interested in it. And so I've been sweet talking her and telling her, to be honest, I would let her fucking piss right on my face.
Tic-tac, sir?
And she looks at me like I'm fucking crazy. She's like, I'm not peeing on your face. Like, if I lay down in the bathtub, I'm not opening my mouth. But I let her piss right on me, right on my face. And she won't.
Well, she's got to drink like a lot of water and stuff. So it's not like a.
Well, she drinks fucking water all the time. She always says, well, if you're a normal hydrated person, it's fine. Because I said one stipulation I have is if this ever happens, I'm not taking your first morning piss, which is highly concentrated.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not taking.
And
that.
You're not eating asparagus beforehand.
But what she says, she goes, I have better chance giving her anal than getting pissed on. So what do you think I should try to go for?
Put your dick in her ass and then pee in her ass. I think she said you have better chance to get anal.
But here's the thing. Before you give me an opinion, is she keeps saying, why do you keep bringing this piss thing up? It's not happening. But she continues to fucking talk about it. So I know she's thinking about it. And she likes to have fun. So what I think I'm going to try to do is one night when we go out and have some drinks and have fun.
Don't say roofier.
I mean, I'll do that too. But I'm going to say, I'll lay down in your fucking bathtub, just fucking piss right on me.
And let her do it.
I am. I'll lead her right into there and whatever happens.
But
there's
like,
no sweat
I just,
off her back.
So like I've seen videos where people piss on each other, of course. But like if you're in a real life situation, right? So you guys get drunk, you go back home, you lay down in the bathtub, she pisses on you, you're done. Then what? You just stand up like, thanks. Like,
done here.
And then you go to bed?
Fuck. If I lay down in her bathtub, I'd rinse off in the shower and then I'd fucking go to Pound Town.
So you do Pound Town afterwards? Like, I'm just curious about
actually,
the logistics.
No, now that you say that,
right?
Maybe I go to Pound Town for a little bit, get pissed on, and then finish it up.
There you go. Like a little, like,
it's like a intermission. Which we're going to get to in a second.
Yeah, I would go for the piss.
Yes,
and then,
thank you.
And then you go for anal afterwards to finish the
maybe
night
double
up.
Dip. Go for both in the same night.
There you
if
go.
If we're going to knock off shit on our bucket list, let's just
and
do it.
And if she says, I'm not doing it, you say, okay, well, I'm bringing another girl to piss on me, then I'll fuck you.
If some chick asked me to piss on her, I would not hesitate. No sweat off my back.
I wouldn't hesitate either.
I'll piss on you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
What if Alan asked you to piss on
I said a chick, not a fucking buffoon. Hi, Alan. So another question I have for you. This one's going to get a little graphic.
Because that wasn't graphic enough for the audience.
Have you ever, you know, you're fucking your wife, Tay, for your purposes.
For your purposes.
You blast in her, whatever. Maybe you take a half hour break or so, whatever you do in between. And you come back and you go for seconds. Has that happened?
A half hour?
Maybe an hour.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, but you've blown in her and came back for it. in a somewhat recent, not recent, but, you know, within a half hour, hour.
Yes.
All right. Is it not the weirdest thing? Because for me, you do that. And it's like you stick your dick back in and you can still feel your fucking juices in there. It's like running through muck, you know, like that thing when you just like, you know what I mean?
I guess. I know it never really bothered me.
Well, it doesn't bother me. It's just like, it's crazy. It's almost like you're reusing a condom, like your fucking jizz is just still sitting in there.
Much like that at all.
No?
I don't think so.
There's just like a pool in the bed sheets.
I mean, I would not go down on a chick after doing that. Can you imagine?
That would be awful.
You've never done that, have you?
No, I've never done
that. There's no way. But you know that dudes do it.
Oh, all the time.
Isn't that called felching?
Free
to felch. You nut in a girl. I think that's felching.
Oh, we covered this like in season one. We did
felching. And then you suck it out.
Oh, God. Come on. I'm never doing
that. And then you spit it in Alan's face. Oh, my
God. Have you ever just spit in there?
Yes.
To keep it mild mannered. Yes.
Well, yes, I have. Origin, please.
All right. So again, I need to figure something else out. We're going to go back to the intermission that we just mentioned. Let me just read these and then we're going to discuss. So how do you guys, Sensible Nation, consider a start and stop with sex? And what I mean is, you know, you guys give us guys some shit a lot, women, like, oh, he only lasted 4 minutes. Well, are you fucking counting the blowjob you gave me for fucking 20 minutes, then I stick my dick in you and I only last four? So was it 24 minutes or was it four?
There's no way. You can't count that as four.
Exactly. Right? But some women will say he only lasted four.
No, that's bullshit.
All right. So so there's that. When you consider stop it or start and stop. And then also, when does another session be considered a start and stop? So meaning, if I fuck you for a while.
Yep.
Let's say I don't.
Not me, though. Oh, not, you pointed at me.
I'm a pointer right now. I'm fucking agitated. So you fuck for a while. Let's say I don't fucking come.
Yep.
Go have maybe, let's say, a smoke, 15, 20 minute break. Then I come back, I fuck you, and I finish.
Okay.
Was that two sex sessions or was that an intermission?
That's two sex. Wait, you finished the first time?
No, I did not finish the first time.
Wait, what? Oh, wait, hold on. Stop. Who fucks and doesn't finish?
Because sometimes you just need a breather.
A breather?
Yes.
What do you mean?
It's a break. You know what? You know, sometimes there's like a mutual, I get it. You're fucking not going to come.
What? How long are you taking a break for?
Like just a quick smoke break, 10, 15 minutes.
No, you don't do that.
Answer the question.
But you just don't do that.
Okay, all right. Fine. I'll give you that. But is it two separate sessions or an intermission?
That's just an intermission, but that's fucking weird. If you finish and then you take the 15 minutes and you go again and you finish... That's two sessions.
Okay, so finishing is a session.
Finishing,
that's how your category.
Yes, that's how I
finish him. All right. Well, let me ask you this. This might be a little different. So you're fucking. You've had some drinks. You're fucking at, let's say, 12:30 a.m. at night. You don't come. It's 7 a.m. You decide to have a little morning sex, and you come. So that's 7 hours later. Is that two sex sessions?
That's two sessions.
Or an intermission?
Absolutely.
That's a fucking intermission.
All right. By my standards, though, the way you just, that would be considered an intermission. Because you said you don't finish the first time, right?
Yes, but the hours, you got to take the length in effect.
Right, that's there's a lot of variables
because
here and factors.
The reason I bring this up is I love morning sex, but it always makes me fucking go like so, like very quickly. So it happened recently. I was fucking at night, whatever, didn't come, really drunk, fell asleep. Morning calm, 7 a.m. I lasted a good maybe 4 or 5 minutes. I even think she laughed while it was happening. She fucking laughed. But I said, that wasn't quick. It was a fucking intermission.
It was 7 hours.
It was 7 hours of fucking bliss.
I think that's fair.
Right? Is that fair?
I guess. Yeah, the way you put it.
Isn't morning sex the best, though, for real?
You know what's even better?
Anal?
Besides that... I would say afternoon sex.
Oh, good. Like a matinee.
Yes.
A good matinee.
Half the price of admission. A little, you know, you have like a, maybe you shower, then you're like, hey, let's lie down and just watch a movie because we got plans tonight, right? Let's lie down
before
Saturday afternoon.
Sex.
We fuck, we take like a nap, then you go out.
Dude, that sounds fucking fabulous.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
That's
maybe better than morning sex.
Oh my God.
Right?
I have to try that.
You know, the only thing that really tops that is hotel sex. For some reason,
it's fucking
hotel
great.
Sex is top. What do you think, Mandy?
Yeah, Jesus.
Best advice I got, speaking of a hotel, from a friend. Anytime you want to manscape, I mean, I know we all do. We have to do it at home. But you do it at the fucking hotel.
Yes.
Because you don't have to
clean up.
It's the best thing ever.
Sensible.
Very sensible. Chris, that comes from you. I'll give you that shout out.
That's a great, absolutely. That's probably the best piece of fucking sensible advice we're ever going to give you, fucks.
Same guy that said you take a screenshot of a screenshot.
This guy
separate device.
Oh my, ingenious.
He's very clever, very crafty, I will have to say. Again, just to recap, got over an arrest. Got a girlfriend now, some stories here, but I will have to say, you guys do know I'm living at home as of right now.
Another shift in your life.
Another shift in my life. It's been fine. It's been good. Free meals, no bills for now. Been fine. I will have to say one fucking thing that I can't fucking stand, and I fucking screamed at him last night. My dad fucking walks around constantly in just fucking underwear. He has no fucking respect that there's other fucking people here, and I don't want to see it. He fucking is eating ice cream in his underwear. He's fucking cooking on the grill in his underwear. He's watching the Cubs in his underwear. Comes out in the morning, and he's fucking reading the newspaper, which...
My house! I'll do what I want!
That's exactly what I said. This is my fucking house!
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't want to get up in the morning ready for work, watching you or look at you read the newspaper in your fucking underwear.
Let me ask you this. When you had your own house that you owned recently... Would you do the same thing? Walk around your house in the underwear?
No, I don't, because I like to put basketball shorts on, to be honest. I'm not an underwear guy.
See, I walk around in my underwear at home.
Well, that's your fucking issue.
But I get where he's coming from. You're intruding on his life.
I'm impeding.
He's letting you back in.
I don't pay
bill
rent.
Bill free. Scot free. And so why impede on his lifestyle?
Which, by the way, speaking of underwear, I want to ask you this. I asked some of the ladies at work about their husbands to see if this happened. But so a couple days ago, I bought a new pack of boxers at Walmart or whatever. They're a Jockey brand. Didn't really look too much into it. Just I had to kind of buy them quickly. I was in a rush.
Like they're the size for jockeys? Yeah. So they're like, for 20-pound men?
I go and I put them on. These fucking boxers are the length of shorts. Like, they go down to my knees.
I have a couple of them. B got me some of
those. But they're boxer briefs. They're not just boxer briefs. But, like, some of my shorts, they're going to show the boxers underneath.
They're boxer briefs? So they're tighter.
Like, they're tighter, but they're, like, literally go down to my knees.
Weird.
Like, what the fuck? Did I buy big and tall?
Yeah. Are those Spanx for women?
Like, they're comfortable, but it's fucking weird.
That is weird. Because I have the regular boxers that are a little more
support.
Especially when they're big like that. Biggest mistake wearing those to do any sort of athletics. Like I play softball in them.
Yeah.
And they just like crunch, roll up, and I get the worst. I'm wearing a fucking thong, basically.
Chafage.
But it's like the worst thing ever. But no, I feel you. That's stupid. Well, just make them normal length.
Fuck? And you know what? Enough about my life. Tay announced last week. Tay's having a baby, which for you guys know who have kids, it's a big fucking world change.
And it's a big world change.
Not world change, but personal change,
hey,
I should say.
It's one more to the population.
And like anything else you do in life that you've never experienced before, you have questions, right? You get not concerned, but you get anxious. You got questions. You don't know what's coming. And the best way, obviously, is just to go fucking dive in and you learn on the job. But Tay's wife... gave him some books to read about becoming a dad. And just like any guy, he didn't fucking read the books. He has a better solution.
No, I'm telling her, I got a couple flights coming up. I'm going to read them.
All right, he's on chapter 1.
But before I get there.
He has a better solution, B, and I know you'll agree with this. I made Tay write down the questions and concerns, maybe some scenarios, that he has about being a dad. And he's going to ask Raw Dog to answer his questions, concerns, comments, and solutions. Just like anything else, I have not seen his questions until right now when he's about to read them. So, Tay, ask away.
All right, so I think I have like 7 or 8 for you. And I'm just, this is our Ask Raw Dog section.
Yes.
And in the past, we've done listeners will either call in or send in questions for Raw Dog.
Yeah.
Because whose advice is better? Whose advice is more sensible, I should say, than Raw Dog Ryan, right?
I should write a book.
So from one expectant dad to a current dad,
yeah.
Here are my questions.
Shoot.
And we're going to start a little more subtle. And then I've got like some more like
interesting,
intriguing questions. But to start out, a little basic one. So obviously, first time dad, right?
Yep.
Wife is through the first trimester in second trimester.
Yep.
So baby's due in March. So the excitement's all there. But ultimately, you're mostly concerned with the health, right?
Yes.
100%. That's all you care about.
100%.
Are we taking care of the baby? Are we doing everything that we can do to ensure that this baby has a perfect 9 months and then live birth?
Yes.
And ultimately, at the end of the day...
Live birth? Are you having an audience?
Yeah. We're doing it at Safe House where we did our live show.
I'll come watch.
Yeah. So ultimately, that's what you're trying to get at, right?
Yeah.
You just care about the health. You don't care if it's a boy or girl. You know, some people have preferences. But yes. Ultimately, live birth. Healthy. So outside of that, though, there are certainly some thoughts that cross your mind. So I'm having a boy just like you.
Yep.
We're big sports fans. Immediately, I'm already thinking, he's going to be a superstar athlete, right?
Yes.
So you're thinking like,
that's what you want.
I wonder what you'll be good at. I wonder like which sports you can play, which sports you'll be good at. What can I start training you at two or three?
He might be a dancer. You don't know.
He'll probably be a football player.
No,
but,
I mean.
But like, what are the things, like, so, what are some of the thoughts that you had for him that you almost feel guilty about? Well, but
yeah, I mean, like you said, you have your own interests in life, right? As a person. What is the greatest thing ever is that if your kid, whether, you know, son or daughter, has those same interests in you, all you can hope is that they have some interests that you have.
Right.
And you can experience with that. And so, as you guys know, Jax is 3, obviously still a little young, but I'm in the mindset now, like, you instantly just become interested in whatever they're interested in.
Sure.
And as a 3-year-old, you know, there's nothing like there's really anything too specific right now. But like anything, he does have things that he likes. And it's so, you know, fun as a dad to just experience him having fun with you. Not too much of a raw dog answer, but I will say just supporting whatever they like. In some effect. I don't want him to be in fucking ballet, don't get me wrong, or a cheerleader. But I will, for the most part, support things that he's interested in.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's like the most sensible
thing. So hopefully he's interested in fucking gambling.
Right.
I mean, he's watched his grandpa gamble, and he watches me do scratch-offs. I mean, hopefully sports.
Scratch-offs.
Maybe get him into the audio world.
That perfectly leads into my next question.
Yeah, he likes comedy.
Looking ahead, what were some of the things that made you most nervous about? Yeah. I would say for me, I have to level set. I want him to be this great person, right? Good person. But I don't want him to be too good.
I know, yeah.
I want him to be better than me.
And
You know, I want him to have a better life than me, of course, right?
Yes.
I want him to do better, bigger things, better things, be the happiest he can be, ultimate success, achieve greatness. But I don't, like... From a level set, like, I don't want him to be too nice or too good. We're talking about a sensible degenerate.
Too much of
here.
A pussy.
Right?
No, that's a good question. And if I had to answer it leading in or like right when he was born, and I'm not going to get into it, but Tay, you know, he had some stomach complications when he was born, had surgery, whatever. One thing when he was born is that the nurse came up to us right away and was like, were you guys out of the country? Did you travel anywhere? And we're like, no, why? And they're like, his head is very small. And to put this in perspective, at the time, I still worked with Tay. And you guys know our segment of Hall of Fame of Freaks. And one of our favorite freaks that we have not discussed yet on the Hall of Fame of Freaks is Schlitzy from the movie Freaks, which I'm not trying to be insensitive, but is a pinhead, which I don't even know what the scientific term is.
I used to know it.
But basically, you know, they have small heads and their brain,
or something.
Yes, and their brain doesn't develop. For a chance there, I thought, like, that's what they were getting at, because they were, in a way, they were inferring to that. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. We've talked about Schlitzy for the past 2 years,
I'm gonna have
and now I'm going to have Schlitzy.
We accept a one of us. We accept a one of us.
Gooba gobble, gooba gobble.
We accept her, we accept her.
Google gobble, Google gobble.
One of us, one of us.
So that's what I was, you know, worried about. I would have loved him to death and supported him, obviously, but
we would have had to induct him.
But it goes back to your first question: is you worry about health?
Yeah.
That was like one of the first worries, and like you said, the other worry I had is you just hope that as me as a dad is, you know, crazy as I come off sometimes, I want my son to grow up to be very respectable. respectable, respect people, basically do what he wants to do. And there's a lot of times that people don't follow what they want to do in life. And I know it's hard. You got to make a living when you get older and be responsible and you got a family and support yourself. But I hope he follows and does something that he wants to do and can enjoy himself. That's what I'm
like sensible
about.
People, exactly. Raw Dog and Tay exactly. On the mics. No, that's fair. My point was like, I'm nice, but I'm not that nice.
My worry is like he's a complete opposite of me.
Right.
Like, what I mean? Like,
and then he's like, my dad is a fucking asshole.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's what.
I want him to be like, kind of like you. My dad's an asshole, but so am I.
Yes, exactly. And I don't, you know right. What worries me is like ever like disappointing him, which,
right.
It's inevitable. You're, as a dad,
you're going to make mistakes.
He's going to be embarrassed by you at some point, but something for like serious, like I'm worried about disappointing him.
Right, right.
Because you'll know, they're the first people they meet are you guys. You know, you and B. They're
you don't want to be
like, you're a role model.
This guy sucks.
This guy sucks.
This guy is boring. This is fucking awful.
All right, now we're gonna get a little more fun with these questions. All right, how did you handle sex with a pregnant wife who's now your ex-wife?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like you're fucking poking the baby and like?
All right, I'm glad I'm so glad I didn't look at these beforehand. Something about pregnant women. I think they're
that's another fetish of yours.
Pregnant women, like I loved having pregnant sex.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't bother me.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking like at like 8 or 9 months, it's different. Like, you know, in the third trimester and they're really big, but
so just normal savage sex, no worries in the world.
I mean, you got to be a little more careful. So, I mean, I guess you go to your normal missionary and
sometime you got to say, hey, I'm gonna fuck you softly. I'm gonna screw you gently. I'm gonna hump you sweetly. I'm gonna ball you discreetly.
You know, you call it a day, maybe in the afternoon, maybe in the morning. But Jesus Christ, the fucking jugs get huge once they go along in pregnancy. Like, literally, I think she went up 2 bra sizes.
Would you... All right, you're at a bar. Say you're not dating Brittany. You're at a bar. Pregnant chick comes up to you. It starts hitting on you.
Yeah.
You going for it? Or was it interesting because she was carrying your baby?
You're saying I'm single.
Yeah, you're single. Saying you're single. You're raw dog 2 months ago.
The question is are you being that much of a savage to literally bring a pregnant home or a pregnant chick home and bang her?
Yeah, like, is that your thing? Does that interest you?
Well, here's the thing. You're pregnant, which means, I mean, it doesn't mean that you're with a guy. Whether you're with a guy or not, it doesn't mean anything. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I can't tell at that moment if you are or not, because there's a lot of single pregnant ladies. I would for sure bring her home and have some good ass fucking pregnant sex.
How about she circling back?
Wait, hold on. And you don't even have to worry. There's no, you don't have to worry about contraceptives.
You're not getting her pregnant.
You could just blow right in her.
Either way.
So you're not, all right, circling back to one of our earlier conversations. She comes up to you at the bar and says, you know what? I heard the podcast.
Yeah.
I would love to piss on your face.
And she's pregnant?
She's pregnant. Does that change things?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Just I was fucking just curious. Blasted on me. I don't care.
Well, that kind of leads to another question I have. It's a little further on, but since we're on topic, I'm going to ask it. Is the water that breaks drinkable? Is it the amniotic
I don't
fluid?
Know. Is it like Fiji?
I don't
from
know.
From a glacier? I watched the water break. It's fucking crazy. It was
really
in the hospital. It wasn't at home like a lot of it happens. They had
you
to
put
break
a glass
it
under it?
Oh my. It was almost like the ice bucket challenge. I laid underneath the fucking hospital bed.
Is it clear?
Larry's not white. Larry's clear.
It is clear.
They should have the water breaking challenge on social media. You find pregnant chicks and you just put your head under
them. You know what? That's a good fucking idea. I bet it's the cleanest water you could ever fucking bathe in.
Fiji. pH level of God.
I take a sip.
Another question for you, Raw Dog. Asking Raw Dog, did you have to help your pregnant wife like groom down there when she got too big?
I will have to say, she never asked me.
Really?
I never had to, you know, help her shave or whatever, so I'm...
My wife's not there, but I'm just asking. I was just curious.
I'm curious.
Don't they have trouble, like,
Yeah,
or if she had the milkman do it.
Hey, it's not out of the question, Zay. I don't know if she did it or not. Now I think about it.
Okay.
I probably just stuck it in because
I remember
didn't even notice.
When we, I would think like women are self-conscious about that when they go for labor. You want to be kind of like well-kept. A lot of people seeing that.
Clean up.
That puss.
Yes.
Right? So, funny story. Back in grade school, I think it was maybe seventh grade, we're doing like sex ed, right?
Yeah.
And they show you a live birth. Did you guys watch a live birth?
Yes, and in college.
So, my buddy Brian, hilarious, this hilarious dude. He goes, they pull it up, and they show the woman. She's got like full bush. It's just like not the prettiest sight, right?
Yeah.
So she's giving the live birth, they're filming it, and he yells out in class, "Damn, bitch needs a shave."
Oh my God.
Teacher was not happy.
But remember,
with that,
the bush is
either
coming
way.
Back. The bush is coming back.
Hey, either way.
Either way.
Either way.
Couple more for you. Do women really shit themselves during labor? Because I've heard that before.
Totally heard that too. And I'll have to say my ex-wife did not shit.
She didn't.
She did not shit.
Okay. That's so, like
but
awesome.
It is completely normal. Like I've it heard is. People like shitting right on the baby too.
Oh.
I mean, you're pushing and
you
pushing.
Can, you
and
can
pushing.
Trade it for another one at that point.
And also, there's a lot of women that, there's a technical term for it, but they rip. Like, your taint, the skin between your, like for women, your pussy and your asshole is called a taint. It rips when you have the baby.
So you just have one giant hole?
No, so they put a staple in it or stitches in it to sew it back up. And if you're a real fucking man, you fucking pay the doctor under the table to add a couple more stitches and tighten that shit up.
No.
That's what you do.
Oh, interesting.
So
do they really just bring a stapler?
Yeah, the staple gun.
Staple gun.
I think it's like... It's like almost like $2,000 or $3,000 if you want to add a couple extra staples. Just talk to your doctor.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
All right, last question. This is one of my biggest concerns, right? So once the baby's actually born, I'm worried about like the softness of his head.
Oh,
I'm just afraid of holding it. Like, won't it fold in like Play-Doh or something if I touch it?
Dude, when you first, obviously meet them in the hospital and then bring them home when they're like newborn. It's crazy. They're just like this little fucking midget. I don't know. The infant stage is cool to meet them. It's great. But like after a couple months, it gets way better and because then they can handle a lot more. They're more indestructible.
Yeah.
Instead of these like little soft headed infants, nowadays, don't be alarmed. Your kid might have to have a helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Which is shapes
their
head.
I've seen that. Why? I actually wrote that down, the helmet.
Yeah, because like their head's so misshaped and it's flat that they need the helmet to round it out.
I already
out.
Bought them a helmet because I thought they were just training their babies to be DNs.
Is it Antonio Brown's helmet?
Yeah, exactly. You know what the funny thing is? Last time Mandy was in studio, I poked her head and it also went in.
Doesn't surprise me. She's got an adolescent head.
That's right.
But... was that your last question?
That was my last question. Right, thank you for your advice.
One word of advice from me to you. So one thing I didn't realize is when they're actually in labor about to have the baby, I pictured it like the movies. Like there's going to be 20 people in the room, nurses, doctors having this.
Tom Green.
Exactly. Spinning around the umbilical cord, playing the tambourines. But no, when she first started pushing, it was me. And a nurse. I held the leg. The nurse held the leg. It's not until the baby's literally about to come out then that doctors come in to receive the baby with nurses. Yeah. And my word of advice to you, you have to do it. You have to look down one time just to say you looked down. But I will tell you, I don't know if you want to look down because you'll never look at it the same. It looks like an inside-out football, especially if you can see the head coming out. If you want to have a great sex life, with your wife after the baby, don't look down. Don't look down.
Changing your advice.
I might change my advice.
I can see like that's ingrained memories.
And I can handle a lot of shit. I don't care about a lot of shit.
Yeah.
It's very awkward to look at.
Interesting. Okay.
But like literally she was three pushes and Jackson was out.
Wow. That's quick.
Yeah.
So you're holding one leg, nurse is holding the other. Who's holding your legs?
I needed somebody.
Well, that's Ask Raw Dog. Thanks
somebody
for the advice.
Somebody was tickling my asshole.
Recently, we had a great opportunity to be featured on this free new app called PodCoin. It literally pays you to listen to podcasts. Here's how it works. You listen to podcasts and you earn Podcoin while you listen. Then you turn that Podcoin in for gift cards at places like Amazon, Starbucks, or if you're a really good person, you could even donate that Podcoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. So here's what you do. You download the app right now on iPhone or Android, and we'll give you a special code. Simply use our code SensiblePeople, and you'll get 300 Podcoin just for signing up. And if you listen to enough of us on there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or Amazon gift cards on us. So go ahead and listen to this podcast or virtually any podcast on Podcoin and sign up with the code SensiblePeople. I swear, it'll change the way that you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, remember to, you can always DM us, tweet us, send Instagram DMs, Facebook posts, give us a call. Our number is 414-858-7934. And you can leave us a friendly little voicemail. And you can actually text that number as well.
Guys, we do have merchandise. Go to SensiblePeoplePodcast.com. Click on the shop tab. I have a ton of options for you. Fall's coming. Summer's here now. We have anything from toddlers, infants, adults, kids, nipless shirts, crotchless underwear, whatever you guys want. SensiblePeoplePodcast.com. Click on the shop tab.
Hey, and I didn't mention our social media tags, at Sensible People. You can find us everywhere, even on YouTube. We're on YouTube, so check out our videos.
Bye!
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us.
You and I.